Thank you very much for that excellent report. The questions we had, I won't go into them, but I wanted to recognize and thank the TEEP, especially for considering countries of the low volume consuming countries, and to not repeat what some delegations have already asked, Colombia and Canada as well, I think they asked for some explanations. I will focus on part 342. I think that there was a table there, but mainly that table 342. There was indication that there were various needs to be covered for low volume consuming countries so that they can have the transition quite quickly. And of the information there, for instance, there was a proposal at the end of page 28 for the implementation and effective functioning of centers of excellence. While reading the document, I'm not sure within the explanation this has been effectively taken into account. And I'd like to know, have the needs of different countries been taken into account? Because these centers of excellence, because they're important at the sub-regional level, but for some countries, low-volume countries, it is good for us to have centers of excellence for capacity building for stakeholders so that they can definitively avoid a transition that would require problems to be solved later. These are important elements, and especially for low-volume consuming countries, we need to have a transition that is definitive in nature, I would say. And I would just like to close with a question about the periods. Given that we have worked within the framework of COVID-19, has TEEP tried to assess the impact of this health situation, not in and of itself, but what is the impact of the health situation on the implementation of activities, and what is the potential impact? Have you provided for additional costs that might be needed to carry out activities?